Welcome to the Weimar GAD podcast of Government Policy, Real Estate, and You. My name is Liz Recchia, Government Affairs Director at Weimar. I'm glad you could join me for this quick update. I recently traveled to Boston for the NAR Winter Conference. It turns out water rights and water issues are prevalent all over the country. NAR is monitoring water rights issues and provides a library of information for us to reference. This will be important going forward as Arizona's water system and water rights are being looked at for major revision in the upcoming 2019 state legislative session. If you attended the Weimar Economic Development Forum in September, you'll remember Representative Dunn speaking to water rights. Because Representative Dunn is very knowledgeable in Arizona water rights, we will be having him on as a special interview. As soon as I have a date for that interview, I will update you. Opportunity zones. Opportunity zones was another big topic of discussion at the NAR conference. If you're not familiar with opportunity zones, you can go to www.weimargad.org to read more and see an interactive map of Arizona opportunity zones. The program will be administered by local governments and will be a great incentive to large and small investors to put their money to work. But right now, it's difficult to know how to execute a transaction. The IRS hasn't finished their rulemaking, and neither have municipalities. Your best bet is to contact the city or county the land is in and find out the most up-to-date information. National Flood Insurance Program is up for extension on November 30th. While supporting the extension, NAR is also encouraging a long-term fix to the program. Here are five quick bullet points NAR is encouraging Congress to address for a long-term, sustainable National Flood Insurance Program. First, reauthorize and gradually strengthen the flood program so it is sustainable for the long term. Second, encourage private market options to offer comparable coverage at lower costs than the current NFIP. Third, provide federal assistance to high-risk property owners, including guaranteed loans, grants, and buyouts, in order to build to higher standards or relocate, which will aid in keeping NFIP premiums affordable. Fourth, more granular pricing of NFIP policies to better reflect the actual risk to a property. And fifth, improve the flood map accuracy. You can read more about the National Flood Insurance Program, the 2012 Biggered Waters Act, the 2017 21st Century Flood Reform Act passed by the House of Representatives, H.R. 2874, the Flood Insurance Market Parity and Modernization Act as introduced to the Senate in S.B. 563, and the House of Representatives in H.R. 1422. As well as NAR's advocacy efforts on this topic by going to www.weimargad.org, search topic for flood insurance and FEMA articles, or go to www.nar.realtor for more information on the flood insurance program to read all the NAR material, resources, letters to Congress, and congressional testimonies. So what are NAR's advocacy priorities for these last weeks of 2018? Flood insurance, the budget, mortgage debt forgiveness, and a ranch and farm bill to help out that sector of the economy. Arizona's general election 2018. The Secretary of State will provide the official results of the November 6th election on December 3rd. You can go to azsos.gov/2018election information to view the unofficial results, head counts, and other election information. Data as property. Most of us are familiar with the court rulings since the 1960s in which personal data has been treated as more of a privacy issue, with the reasonable expectation of privacy being a key part of court decision making. But in recent years, there has been an increased trend, particularly in the Second Circuit, to define and treat personal data as a property rights issue. The Second Circuit has ruled in more than one case since 2015 that personal data is an individual property right and has applied the bundle of rights test we are all familiar with to create this standard. The bundle of rights is familiar to all of us and makes sense, It also makes data rights clearer and fall in line with the philosophical underpinnings of our Constitution, specifically the Fourth Amendment. If you accept the premise that individuals own their intelligence, their time, their labor, their gifts, and their talents, and are entitled to the benefits of those, then you can understand what leads from that is an individual's property. The individual may decide on what terms and conditions he or she will exchange, sell, or give access to that property. With personal data being recognized as private property, we need to assess our retention and protection of personal data more seriously than just a privacy concern. For the real estate industry, this means personal data has the attributes of real estate. The individual must express the terms and conditions of use. Brokers, agents, lenders, appraisers, and other real estate professionals would be wise to review their data retention and protection policy in light of personal data now being classified as a property right, and perhaps consider additional language in client contracts specifically addressing personal data. You can read more about this issue and read the Supreme Court decision last May at www.wemargad.org. Click on the judicial section. I particularly recommend you read Justice Gorsuch's opinion. To read more about this issue and other issues of importance to you and your clients, go to www.wemargad.org. I'm Liz Recchia. Thanks for joining me today, and don't forget, you can find us on C-Suite Radio. Wemar Gad, advocating for private property rights, the right to private contract, and your business.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.